France's president Emmanuel Macron has promised to unite his divided country after winning re-election for a second five-year term yesterday. Macron defeated the extreme right-wing candidate Marine Le Pen by a substantial margin, although nearly 30% of the electorate did not vote. But Le Pen still managed to secure almost 42%, and as special correspondent Malcolm Brabant reports from Paris, Macron needs to address the concerns of huge numbers of disaffected voters.
"Down with Macron," the banner reads, the Robin Hood of the wealthy. This demonstration may have been relatively small, comprising young left-wing protesters, but it was an illustration of just how fractured France is in the wake of Macron's victory. The divide stretches across the political spectrum, from hard left to extreme right.
"There is a lot of figures that would show that Emmanuel Macron doesn't have a very strong mandate, despite his victory yesterday. But I would say, though, that we shouldn't miss the big picture. And the big picture is still Emmanuel Macron has managed to win his re-election, something that nobody has done for the past 20 years.
Martin Cosset, deputy director of the German Marshall Fund think tank, believes Macron's leadership style, derided as haughty and arrogant, will change in this second term.
"He clearly has a problem as a personal individual. There's an issue with Macron as a president, and he is clearly aware of this because he wants to show the French people that his way of being a leader will be less brutal in the next 5 years than it was in the first mandate."
At his victory rally beneath the Eiffel Tower, Macron addressed those on the left who held him in such disdain that they refused to support him against the extreme right.
"I also think of our compatriots who abstained from voting. Their silence signified a refusal to choose, to which we must also respond."
Macron also acknowledged that he must tackle the concerns of the 42% who voted for Le Pen, and that means trying to reduce the cost of living and perhaps getting tougher on immigration.
"La colère et les désaccords.
Their anger and disagreements which led them to vote for this project must also find a response, and that will be my responsibility and that of those around me."
Marine Le Pen regarded her percentage of the vote as a victory. The extreme right has never fared so well. Her concession speech was made through gritted teeth.
"I fear tonight that the five-year mandate that starts will not break the disdainful and brutal practices of the previous leadership, and that Emmanuel Macron will not do anything to repair the fractures that divide our country and make our fellow citizens suffer."
While much of France was relieved that Le Pen was defeated, bartender Wilfried Sanjo, who migrated from Cameroon, worries that her extremism will fester.
"I almost wish Marine was elected because at least that way it would have been out of the system, because it's still in France. Like, there's still like a lot of our friends out there who still, you know, believe in her ideas. You know, we might as well get it out of our system so that, you know, we're free of this. You know what I mean? So now everybody, like gay people, like immigrant, I'm an immigrant, you know, we're going to live like under our hoods because, you know, she's still out there."
In Republic Square, there were hopes that in his second term, Macron, a former banker, can tackle rising prices.
"I'm concerned. People, by and large, are worried and are suffering. And we hope that Mr. Macron will pay attention."
"I hope he's understood that it's essential he now thinks about others, not just the rich, but he also has to think about the poor."
There's been relief in most European capitals and in Washington that Emmanuel Macron has been re-elected. A Le Pen victory would have meant disruption to NATO and more turbulence for the European Union, much to the glee of the Kremlin. But Emmanuel Macron does have the ability to be able to talk to Vladimir Putin about Ukraine. Although his diplomacy has not worked yet, there may come a time when that connection pays dividends. Following the retirement of Germany's Angela Merkel, Macron's re-election makes him the most senior figure in the European Union. But much will depend on whether he can govern his own country over the next 5 years. He now has to put his words into action. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Malcolm Brabant in Paris.